Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So it was all about adversity last night. One team was facing the possibility that they would get themselves into a 3-1 hole. They were playing at home. You figured they'd be pretty good. No. What ended up... I heard that too.
Nothing, go ahead.
You're all over the place.
Jesus.
It's like, there's a lot of good ones. Anybody picking up
you
on
like
these?
That last one? That is a choking the paint, by the way. He missed it. Choking the paint, by the way.
You said choke the paint.
Choking the paint is a basketball term.
I know what it is.
You know what it is.
I know what it
means.
But why do you have to take everything so literally?
That's what
you're
thinking.
Sometimes it's tough.
Like Kyrie.
As thick-skinned as you are, you're so sensitive sometimes.
I'm not sensitive. I am
not
sensitive.
You are.
The game's changing, coach.
Hey, I choked the paint.
Let me shoot a three.
Is that how you coach your kids? Hey, choke the paint.
It's a term. It's a basketball term.
You guys aren't choking the paint.
It's a basketball term.
Give him the finger.
Want a hockey term?
Yeah, give me a hockey term. Give me one word for Brad Marchand.
So
what's your one word
punk.
For him?
So the Celtics.
Oh, don't so the stare on the punk.
Can I finish?
We're taking over the show. We're going hockey. We're gonna choke the ice.
So the
choke it, Lou. Okay. Grab it.
Stick a finger in it.
Go ahead, you could stick a finger in it.
You
could do it. Stops the bleeding.
Very sexy.
So you had one team that was looking at it and saying, adversity? We just strap it on and we fight right through adversity. And they've done it all year long. That's the Bruins. And then we've had the other team that they played exactly last night in that game the way we've seen them play all year long. Once something difficult happens out there, they face a little adversity. What do? They just wilt.
They're a front-running team.
Wilt.
Things are good. People are getting their shots. They're getting their touches. They're getting their minutes. They're winning. Everybody's happy. A little bit of this dissension, a couple challenges, tough circumstances, great player. They just completely turn and run from the fight.
Yay, Celts!
The complete opposite of the Bruins. The complete opposite. You look at the Bruins, you say, listen, they've done it all year.
Yeah.
So you really shouldn't be surprised that, especially in the first series, they were always fighting from behind. They were down against Toronto multiple times. They were down against Columbus a couple times. And you shouldn't be surprised that they fought their way back.
You turn the clock back 2 or 3 months ago, and everybody, okay, Celtics-Bruins, what do you think? I trust the Bruins, I don't trust the Celtics. Nothing's changed.
No.
Nothing's changed at all. They duped me after game one. I wasn't impressed with Indiana. Game one, I looked at the Celtics and said, look, they flipped the switch. Defensively, helped defense, way they moved the basketball, I was impressed. I got duped, okay, because they are what they are. We all know that. The Bruins, they are what they are. They fight. And now the expectations to me, the Bruins are to win this series, get to the Stanley Cup.
And win the Cup.
And see who the competition is and have a legit chance to win the Cup.
I think a lot of people are looking at the remaining teams on the board right now and saying the Bruins are the most talented team on the board.
I don't know. Well,
they should win it. And they should win it. And I'm not saying that's going to happen, but that's
San
what.
Jose, let's see who wins tonight.
But that's what the expectations are. And of course, the expectations mean nothing because look at all of the high seeds that have all fallen out of this thing. So,
but see, to me, it's like the Celtics. It's still the disappointing stuff. And this is where you went to the comparison with David Price and Kyrie. And I remember thinking about David Price saying, "I should just be talking about what you do well, and what you do well is pitching." I shouldn't be talking about what you're saying. I shouldn't be trying to analyze tweets or you know, criticizing media members, whatever. It should be just about pitching. Same thing with Kyrie, because he goes out and he's been awful the last three games. He's a superstar of this team. You put most blame on him. He needs to step up. He said that we're fine because I'm here. This is why Boston traded for me. There's two superstars in this series, and only one is acting like it. But when he comes out after the game, and he starts talking about his shooting, and he just this is where I think he gets into trouble.
Kyrie, Chris Gasper, Boston Globe. Have you ever had a three-game stretch like this in the playoffs, and how mentally challenging is it?
You missed it.
What do you mean?
Have you ever had a shooting stretch like this? I think it's now at this point 19 for 62.
Yeah, who cares?
Oh.
Who cares? I'm a basketball player. You know, prepare the right way. It's a little different when, you know, your rhythm is challenged every play down. You know, you're being picked up full court. You know, they're doing things to test you. You know, the expectations on me are going to be sky high. And I try to utilize their aggression against them and still put my teammates in great positions while still being aggressive. I'm trying to do it all. So, you know, for me, the 22 shots, you know, I should have shot 30.
So here's my problem. He should have just came out. First of all, who cares? Like, Celtics fans care.
Well, he's throwing it on his teammates, though.
Yeah, oh, my God. Why don't you just come out and say it? Listen, I'm a great player. I should take 30 shots. I'm that great of a shooter. I can only do so much. They pressure me when I bring up the court. They got two or three guys on me. So I try to pass it and make a play, but my teammates suck. They can't get the job done. I'm the great player, and my cast is awful.
That's what he's
why
saying.
Why don't you just come out and say it? These guys don't know what they're doing. They don't figure it out. I've won. They haven't. They think they're smarter than me. I'm smarter than everyone, including genius. My coach. Just, I'm a basketball genius. Just come out and say it. You hate your team. You hate the pieces with you. You're the best player, and nobody's on your level. Just come out and just say it. Because that's what he's essentially saying, isn't he?
No, he's saying that. He's throwing his teammates under the bus, and the worst part about it is he thinks people are he's naive in this instance. So You're telling us you're the best player on the Celtics, and we believe you are. So you're facing the Milwaukee Bucks in a 7-game series. What do you think the other coach is going to do? They're going to shut you down. They're going to limit your space. They're not going to let you feel comfortable. They're going to keep the ball away from you. So if you're the great player, what you have to do is you have to figure a way of getting around that. And it's not about, oh, I should have taken 30 shots. That's not the answer. That's not the answer. And how about play some defense at the other end? So,
see how many times that, you know, and I know it's going on Twitter everywhere, like how many times this team switched defensively when they didn't have to? In particular, this guy, Kyrie. You know how many times he switched so he could cover, you know, Giannis? I mean, there's clips now you see it on Twitter. You saw it last night. Just useless, like, switches. There was no reason for it.
We double switch seemingly all night long.
I didn't know what hell a double switch is. But, I mean, it was almost like he's like, no. You go over here. I'll cover Kyrie. And it's always pointing to his other teammates. Like, why aren't you? You got to cover that. You got to go there. And it's like, why are you switching when you don't have to? And you're covering Giannis. He is abusing you. Like, I'm sorry, but if he just, if you want all the credit, you know, if you start talking about flipping the switch and we're okay because I'm here and everything else, it's like, okay, now it's time to pay up. And if you can't, then you're a fraud. If you can't, then you can't handle it. You wanted your own team. You got your own team. And if you're supposed to be the best player, it's time for you to step up. And
see,
if you can't handle it, you made yourself look silly.
See, yep. Everybody, I think he was biting his tongue to say exactly what you just said.
He wanted to say it.
Okay, but things were going well. They won 4 games against they swept the Pacers. Then they beat the Bucks at home after they swept Detroit. So there's a lot of good vibes. Everybody's impressed with everybody's just patting each other on the back. All the problems are solved, right? Yeah, the Jackie McMullen piece that comes out and everybody's like talking about how it used to be and how they fixed it. But Jackie McMullen and a lot of us here are sitting there going, nah. They're telling you that it's fixed. They're acting like it is, but they have not fixed any of their situations.
It was such BS.
So I wonder, this is what I really wonder, because I think they're just going to get smoked in this last game. The next game, they're going to get smoked.
Oh, my God.
I do. Okay, so at that point in time, are the filters gone officially? Is that when we're, was anyone?
No.
Is
it, we'll see. There'll be leaks.
I doubt it.
No, guys like Horford won't. Oh, there'll be a ton of. Are you kidding me?
No. But publicly, leaks yes.
They
but they're
can't
totally.
Wait
publicly,
to talk.
Publicly, they're not going to talk. They're
there's going to be so
that.
Much
anonymous
just new
player.
Info. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah, a source.
No
this
one
guy,
wants to
that
say
guy.
It, but I
exactly.
Will.
He'll say it. He'll say it. He'll have a. He'll because he'll know that these guys are gone, and he doesn't want to take the blame.
Right, so the overreaction today, Christian, is that people are sitting there going, get him out of town. We don't need to get anything in return for him, even though you do. You can't give up your best player and get nothing in return for him, especially when you're in the predicament you're in right now with the salary cap. So I throw it out to people and say, okay, I know you're pissed off today. 60 days, we've got another 2 months before you really hit that free agency. That's a long time. A lot of things could change. So if you don't want him back, what do you want for your team next year? Do you want to bring Isaiah back?
Well, people
back?
Are under the impression that you could just take his contract, get rid of it, and Come add out. A guy like Kemba Walker or add another point guard and go out in free agency, and you can't. You're already over the salary cap. It doesn't work that way. So as much as I think that he is kind of proving that he can't be the lead dog, I think with Anthony Davis, I think he'd be okay. And I think for Celtics fans, that's your best case scenario, because if he walks, you are stuck with the cute little team again.
Right.
And you're a 5 seed. And You're going to hope that you win a series and you get the team you can be proud of because it's a team that hustles and maybe gives you a better effort. You might enjoy watching them more, but they're not going to win anything.
Yeah, until these players reach free agency and say, I don't want to play in a cute team anymore.
Right.
Okay, so Tatum and Brown and others start saying, I don't want to play in a cute team. I want to win a championship. I mean, the idea was you were building something here.
Something special.
You made great trades with Brooklyn. You were able to open up the door here, and now you're just going to throw it all away. It makes absolutely no sense. You keep Kyrie. You go and say to Kyrie, we're changing the team up, and we're going to go and get Anthony Davis.
What can we do to make you happy,
exactly,
Kyrie?
Exactly.
Gordon can stay. Gordon can stay. Al, he can stay. Otherwise, everybody else, don't care.
No.
Don't care. Fill in the blanks.
All right, back to the phone calls. We go here, Sean in Idaho. Sean.
Hello, and good afternoon there, gentlemen. How are you guys doing today?
What's up?
We're doing dandy.
You're doing good. All right. Well, I agree with you there, Glenn. I think that Kyrie will definitely stay with the Celtics. My thing is that the Celtics need to fix up their leadership. I think there was also a lack of leadership over the last few months because, come on, let's think about it here. Back in, what was it, middle or late January, we were having to deal with all the drama. And we get so sick of drama. I mean, you know, the Red Sox learned from it. I mean, they overcame the chicken and the beer in the video games. So we don't need to rehash that situation. The Patriots, they overcame it. The Bruins did. I mean, the Celtics need new leadership. I mean, I'm not even going to watch tomorrow's game because I think they're going to get thumped. Then it's time to start cleaning house and getting this team in good shape.
Because, all right, Sean, can I ask you this question? What is good leadership? Is LeBron a good leader?
Well, LeBron is all about himself.
Really? So he's not a good leader, okay?
Yeah.
Yet he's won all those championships.
You know, come on, Kevin, the NBA Finals.
How about mm-hmm. Kevin Durant? Because we're taking the great players. I want to find out as I go through the list which one's the great leader. Kevin Durant.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Kevin Durant, I would probably give it to him because, you know, he did a great job with the Warriors. It'd be cool
really?
To see him on the Celtics
boy.
As well.
Yeah.
I mean,
wow.
When the Warriors blew their lead, what did they do? They go out and they steal Kevin Durant from the Celtics.
And Kevin Durant left his team that just got beaten by the Warriors.
He was a free
agent.
He's
on his own.
Hold on. Here's the one thing, Sean.
Yeah.
Hold on. Here's the one thing you did say. And Kyrie kind of alluded to it earlier in the year about leadership. So when you think about Kyrie, he's probably sitting there going,
No.
Hold on, Sean. Okay, thank you. He did need an extra guy because I would sit there and go, if you look at that team, Marcus Morris, free agent, just in it to get just to get paid. So he'll do whatever he needs to do to get paid. The younger guys aren't really leading. They're still trying to figure it out and find their own place in the world. Al Horford is seems like more of a quiet guy. I don't know if he's thumping his chest
and, he's a glue.
He may be the glue, but he's a quiet glue. So it's really only Kyrie that's actually the most vocal guy. So, you need another guy to kind of lean on that will back you up.
But they're not
great
players.
Other guys, but hold on. But when the other – and you can find them. And I don't know if they necessarily need to be great players.
Okay.
Can
that
be George Hill? Can they be
– George Hill is not a
leader. George Hill who couldn't get on the court in Cleveland?
The leader on that team is who? It's Giannis.
Oh, of course. But my point is – you still need soldiers.
You need
captains. You need guys who are going to take your message and give it credibility.
Christian, the point
he
I'm trying to make is,
look at the players you're talking about. They're in the starting lineup. To me,
they have to be
Marcus Morris and Marcus Smart. Like to me, those are bench players that would know their role. Now, maybe Marcus Morris thinks he's more, because he started this year. He got in the postseason last year, so maybe he thinks he's more, and he's a guy that would walk. He's a free agent.
How about playoff Mook?
So I don't know if he's ready for that type of role, but you had two guys right there that, it's all about understanding your role, right? I mean, because you can't just, these guys had, they thought they were all starters. They thought they all had the right answers. So the guys on the bench didn't mesh. They didn't know what their roles were. And that's never going to work.
Like,
so
know your role!
So the point I was trying to make to Sean is, look at the great players in the game today who win the championships, and none of them are really what you call great leaders, right? I mean... everybody bitches about LeBron that all he cares about is himself, and he's not a great leader. They say the same thing about Durant because he mouths off all the time.
Yeah, but LeBron had guys that were loyal to him that he brought over or that were happy that he was there. Obviously Kevin Love. Who's the other guy with all the tattoos? The crazy guy that took his shirt off.
J.R. Smith.
I mean, he had guys that were loyal to him that said, you know what, just listen. Will you please just listen to him, please? Just listen to him. He knows what he's doing. Even the coach, hey, listen, in a pinch, defer to LeBron.
Yeah.
Kyrie doesn't have that, and he's not going to have that until they restructure this personnel.
Yeah, but I'm not buying this leadership stuff that it's as big a deal as people are making it out to be. Denny's in Methuen. What's up, Denny?
Love Denny's.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call. This is what's frustrating about the game yesterday. So the NBA wanted to give you this game. You had Giannis and Middleton with four fouls, you know, more than halfway in the third quarter, basically tied up, and you go 21-13 deficit.
Right.
I got a bunch of six and seven players, you know, off the bench. And, you know, people want to, you know, bash on Kyrie. I understand, you know, he's a leader, he's the alpha, you know, he's going to take criticism. But, you know, I'm not hearing anybody talk about Gordon Hayward. Like, he has been a ghost the last two, three games. I mean, 2 points, like, if he just gives you 10 points, you know, you're in that game with 2 minutes to go. You know, but you don't get any of that. Nobody's talking about that. Nobody's talking about how you get outplayed 21-13 with Kyrie Horford, you know, Marcus Morris, all these players.
No, you're right. It's all fair. Everybody's looking at Kyrie because we have to blame it on one person because it's a lot easier.
Well, he takes most of the blame. He's a superstar.
Right.
Gordon Hayward is a ghost.
But Hayward's your highest paid player.
Honestly, I've never seen so much hatred directed towards one person. Phone lines are banked right now.
Right. And they're going to.
Every single one of them is just hating on this guy.
And they're going to be
and
more.
And I would say, listen, he's part of the problem. Yes. But he does not deserve all the blame for this. Like, no way. I mean, you're pointing the finger at him because he's a superstar, and he claimed, and he said, and he preached.
Well, he wants that, it, though. He wants all the credit.
Okay, so fine. You want all the credit. Great.
But, I mean, I would say that.
Ask for it, you shall receive.
Terry Rozier reverted back to, like, December. You know, 10 minutes, he tried to get, like, 30 minutes worth of shots in this game. Gordon Hayward is just, please, scared.
He's useless.
He's just scared. He's,
yeah. Exactly.
That's all.
Of his own shadow. The white shadow.
I don't know if he's going to come back. I hope he does. I hope he spends the offseason, figures things out. But is it physical?
He should call
it's mental.
He's coming back.
Nobody's shaking him at that money. He's coming back.
I'm just saying, like, it's mental.
Oh, you mean his game's coming back.
Game's coming back.
Oh, he's back, baby. He's back.
I don't know if he ever will.
Jim is in a car next up here on EEI. What's up, Jim?
How are you?
Good.
How are you?
Thank you for speaking.
Please.
Yeah, look, Kyrie's not going to sign unless Danny makes some commitments to get rid of the status quo. That's clear. Because you can't survive with the same team. How he's going to do it, I have no idea. Gordon Hayward is not the same guy that you signed simply because of that injury. Like you said, it's all mental. And to come back from something like that, he's scared to death to do the same thing. Remember when Brady had his knee injured? He's the freak every single time somebody went near it. So Hayward's the same situation.
I don't think it's a physical thing with Hayward. I just don't think he can get in.
Thing.
Yeah, but I don't think
he doesn't want to get hurt again.
Nah, I'm not buying that. I see him diving.
I buy it, clearly.
I see him diving for. Yeah, I think to me he can't get in the flow of the game.
Stuff like that.
All right. I just think he can't get in the flow of games.
I think it's the injury that's still holding him back. I think he's scared to death.
All right, so what happens next year?
Flat out.
Does he find his game next year?
We're hoping that he finds his game because he signs. He's guaranteed. So he's in here for the long haul. So unless you're going to trade him, okay, he's in here for the long haul.
All right. It's been almost two seasons now, right?
It's funny that we're not talking about that he's up there. No one even mentions the fact that this is one of the worst contracts in Boston history.
I'm just saying, turn it into it.
No, really. I mean, talk about, you know, it's always like Red Sox guys. Right. Okay, and I understand why. It's rightfully so.
Yeah.
This guy right now?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Well, why do you think he's so quiet? He can't say a word.
Because he's embarrassed.
Yes, exactly. He walks into that building backwards.
Yeah.
Hey, can I get my check? Okay, bye. And he walks out. I mean, the guy is not earning his paycheck, and I'm done with the whole... He's still recovering from his injury. He still is suffering from the effects of his injury. When did he get hurt? In like September, October?
It's like four months
or something like that.
First game of last season. So here's your issue. $31.2 million this year. Next year, it's just under $33 million. Then the year after that in 2021... You have him for $34.1 million with a player option. So he's not going to get more than $34 million 2 years from now. Even if his game comes back to where he was playing, that's still the ceiling. So you've got him for the next 2 years, and guess what? You can't deal him. People are going to do this in the offseason. They're going to keep on saying to us, well, you can trade and get Durant by trading Hayward. Why? Why would another team take a shot right now on a guy that you're going to pay $34 million a year for that if you don't even know if he's right?
At this point in time, I would just start him. I would say, listen, you're not out there to just set other people up. You're there to shoot and you're there to score. So whenever you get the ball, I want you to be a ball hog. I want you to be selfish and just shoot the freaking ball. You got to shoot your way out of this because he runs around, dribbles all over the place, doesn't want to shoot. And even if he doesn't have the ball, he puts his hands up. Oh, no, no. If he realizes that he's going to get the ball, he puts his hand down. I'm open. Oh, just kidding. No, not yet.
No, I think
he doesn't want it.
No, I think what they're going to have to do is, you're right. They know they're
start him.
They've got him on the books for close to $70 million for the next couple of years. Here's what you have to do. You have to integrate him, make him feel comfortable in what you're doing, and that means starting him and having him part of the flow of the offense. And I think if you get Anthony Davis, he's staying. You're losing maybe Brown, maybe Tatum, maybe both of them. Then that opens up the door for him to be able to do that. You have to.
Well, then you're going to have to lean on choice. Then he's going to have to show up.
Oh, no question. If he doesn't, then you're really screwed. If he is what we've seen this year, Lou, then you're in serious trouble. Here's Albert down in Rhode Island. Albert.
How's it going, guys?
Good, Albert.
Hey, Albert.
How you got?
I'm going to sit back real quick.
The level of stupidity, absolutely amazing. A couple of
Well, it will be probably for the next minute or two.
Let's give him 30.
One of you three said something along the lines of, go to Kyrie, see what you want to do for the upcoming season.
Yeah.
So sell me this. Here's what you're saying. Giving the keys of the franchise to a guy who plays literally no defense. And I'm not talking about regular season.
It's not true.
Regular season basketball is
good. It's not true.
It's not true, Glenn?
It's not true that he plays no defense. He has been piss poor defensively in this series. He has played decent defense this season. Decent. Yes. It's not that he plays no defense out.
Kyrie Irving's playing defense. He really exerted that last night. Kyrie Irving has shown his true colors. He doesn't want to be here, and he's not good enough. He thinks he's LeBron. He's not Kawhi. He's not KD.
Correct.
He's not LeBron.
Correct.
He's not
correct.
Those guys.
It's about time you finally said something right. But you're right.
Actually,
all of what you're saying right now is correct.
Here's my question.
I'm impressed.
Why are you overexerting yourself to keep him? For what? Why?
Because
why?
You have no choice, Albert. So, Albert.
Okay,
you're,
so
Albert, hold on. Hold on, Albert. Hold on.
Yep.
You want to be the smart guy. Okay? I like this when you want to be the smart guy. So you tell me what you do if you let Kyrie Irving go. You're Danny Ainge. What do you do?
Here's what you do. It's really simple.
Go ahead.
You have to realize, one, you've made a mistake. Obviously, they made a one-year mistake.
Dummy, I want to know what you do for next year. I don't want to know. You made the mistake. You screwed up. You're an idiot, Albert. Now what do you do?
You let the kids grow, and then you go out the following season, and you try to get a different superstar. You don't commit yourself to this.
You can't get a superstar, you dope. You can't get one. You can't get one. That's your problem. See, that's what I mean. You come to the table, you sit, and you bitch. You bitch about Kyrie, and you've got no game plan. None. Zippo. It's easy. People can do that. It's the easiest thing in the world to sit here and say, Kyrie sucked in this series. Guess what? We all agree. He sucked. He didn't play defense in a series, which was worse than his offense. We all agree. Now what do you do? And then all Albert wants to do is bitch about the old girlfriend, right? That's all he wants to do. He doesn't want to look and say, how do I get a new girlfriend? What do I do? Nope.
Yeah, and you know, listen, I don't know. I mean, can Danny Ainge get creative in doing something wacky, weird? I guess. So.
Careless.
But the alternative,
desperate.
If he leaves, there's just not much to do. There really isn't.
It's starting all over again.
You're starting all over again. And you know what you are? You are what you feared. You are a middle-of-the-pack team in the NBA with no chance to win.
Ooh.
That's what you are.
You're somebody. You're being swept by some other team.
No, I mean, you're still a playoff team. You should be a playoff team, but you're not. No one's going to take you serious.
No. It's the worst place to be. You're right.
It is.
We used to call it Washington Bullet Syndrome.
Atlanta.
Atlanta was in that same boat. Rick's in a car. Hey, Rick.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
What's up,
Rick?
So, my issue is I understand your point that you made with the last caller about, well, what's your plan if you don't keep them? But I don't see why keeping them is any better than not keeping them and getting nothing in return, and I'll tell you why. I don't think KD would play with them. The guy is a ball hog. He pounds the ball into the
KD?
Ground until there's like 6 seconds left on the clock.
Hey, Rick?
I don't think KD would play with
them. KD's one of his best friends.
Why would you?
He would love to play with him.
I don't want to play basketball with him. That's not the point.
No. Hold on, Rick. Rick, time out. Rick, they're talking about the Knicks getting Kevin Durant and adding Kyrie Irving as a free agent because Kevin Durant wants to play with Kyrie.
Talking about Paul George going to the Lakers, too. I don't care what they are talking about, frankly. Okay.
You make up your own
KD.
Script. Good.
No, so you think KD would come here to play with them?
Yes.
You believe that?
He can't. I don't think Celtics can pull that deal off. But, yes, I think he would love to play with Kyrie. Yes, I think your emotions today about Kyrie are totally different from what Kevin Durant's are or what Anthony Davis's are. Totally different.
Well, I think those guys want to go where they can win, right? KD wants to get more rings. Anthony Davis wants his first. Anthony Davis may well come to him because he has a different game.
So let me ask you this.
The ball in his hand.
So let me ask you this. Do you think KD would come here to play with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not that stupid. I may be stupid, but I'm not that stupid.
Okay. Here's the thing.
He's right about that.
There can only be one chef. Can only be one chef.
Yeah.
Okay, so whatever name, brand, guy it is, either Kyrie is in charge or the new guy is in charge. All right, so you think Kyrie, if he stays here, Kevin Durant or Anthony Davis, any of those guys, how's that going to work? Who's the leader? Who's in charge? Whose team is it? Okay, because Kyrie seems to think it's his team.
Yes.
So anybody new, because LeBron comes in, it's real easy. KD, he had a bunch of leaders. It was easy for him. Kawhi Leonard, I mean, they seem to be getting along pretty good up there in Toronto.
Well, you tell me.
Kyrie would need somebody at his level, what he would consider his level.
Right.
To change his game.
Listen, this is better for both of us.
Right. No,
this is good for
game.
Both of us.
Co-leaders. I'm not changing my game for these guys I'm with right now. Right. I have to be. Yes. I'm a genius. I should be taking 30 shots.
He needs another genius.
Because I'm that much better than everyone on the court.
Kyrie's great. We know
so
that.
So he needs another guy like that, whether it's Anthony Davis or Durant, to even think of changing his game. Right?
Yeah. I think with Durant, he would do it in a heartbeat. That's why people keep on bringing up.
There's a mutual respect there.
Exactly.
I'm a genius. You're a genius.
We're both geniuses.
You only wear one shirt because you don't want to waste your brain cells picking out clothes. And then he talks like Glenn.
I'm a genius.
All right. 617-779-7937. People are pissed here with the Celtics. You notice that?
And everybody's got the answer.
They're pissed.
Everybody's got a solution.
So what do the Celtics do with all of this? There are odds out there right now. On the team that has the best shot of signing Kyrie Irving. We'll see if we want to place a bet on one of these teams coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on WEEI.
How could you delusionally reach for the fact, for me, 22 shots, I should have shot 30. I'm that great of a shooter. Could have fooled me for the last three games. Here's what he is. Look, he is still, to me, the best closer in basketball. But
Boston said, no, he's not.
Okay. Mm. Yet, when it comes to leading, he's a poor leader. He is a naturally not born leader, right? he is the opposite of a leader. He wanted his team. He wanted to be the alpha. And I think he just got hit right between the eyes with the fact, you're not that guy.
No clue.
That's it's dead
he's,
on.
He's exactly right.
He's dead on.
Of what?
Why is he? How's he wrong?
He's not
the best closer.
Whatever. The point is the important part.
But none of these
who
guys
he
are
is
leaders.
What
none
he wanted. What
leaders.
He thought he could do. He's not that guy.
Yeah, but none of these guys are leaders. And when he talks about him as being the best closer, that's crazy. I mean. He has great ball handling ability, and he's closed in the past. But he's closed with who? He's closed with LeBron, the guy that this guy hates, that Bayless hates.
When Jackie McMullen calls him up when the season is over, right before he signs or right after he signs, you're gonna say, you know what, I did it wrong. You know what, I tried too hard. You know, I shouldn't have called LeBron and told him I was sorry. You know, I should. There's so many things I did wrong, but I'm young.
He'll do all that.
He will.
Yeah, he'll
and
do
then,
all that.
And then there'll be a bunch of leaks. There'll be a bunch of stories that come out about road trips and, you know, rumors and gossip and, and the blame game. It's going to be spread around to everybody.
We'll get a couple good months out of it. And then July 1st, they blow it all up. Mm. All right, here are the latest odds to sign Kyrie Irving. The Nets are the leader on the board right now.
Wow.
At plus 250. The Knicks at plus 300, the Celtics at plus 350, your Lakers at plus 750, and the Clip Dogs plus 1,000.
Oh, we should have bet on this.
The Clippers.
Should have bet on that.
I like the Nets, you know,
they have a lot of money.
I like the Clippers.
They also have a point guard.
I don't like the Clippers. I would say it's either the Celtics or it is the Knicks. The Knicks. And they do. They have good young players with the I don't see that this being a direction that the Nets would go to. I don't understand why they would want...
I thought they liked D'Angelo Russell.
Exactly.
Fine.
He's had a hell of a season. So why are you messing with
I will ask you this. Based on what you've seen with Kyrie, what you've heard, if you're looking for that max guy, that you know that that lead pony, whatever you want to call him, do you feel comfortable with him being the guy?
Well, that's why if you bring him with Durant,
if New Jersey, Clippers, Knicks, whatever. I mean, yeah, okay, so it's a package deal. Him alone?
Well, then
Kyrie alone ain't going to work.
But you remember how the Celtics, when they brought in Al Horford, right? So you brought in Al.
But now that blue.
I'm just saying. Then you had Isaiah, whatever. But that was allowing, you know, you bring Kyrie in. Now you're starting, okay, who else can I draw? Who wants to play with Kyrie? Right? I mean, that's just what it's all about. You know, you get that one great player, and you know, maybe Durant wants to play with him. Maybe Kawhi wants to play with him. Whatever. But that's what this league is.
Okay,
you're trying to build. Maybe you can't get two or three at one time, but if you can get one, then maybe you pull that next guy.
So in all fairness to Kyrie, and I know this is not the day for fairness for Kyrie. Nobody wants to do it. The Celtics thought they had that 1-2 combination in Gordon Hayward along with this guy. Hayward's been a much bigger disappointment.
So if Hayward starts off, if Hayward has struggles next year, are we being fair because of the gruesome injury? Like, at what point can we stop, you know, with the injury? I mean, I'm just curious because I know this year, you know what, you want to argue it, okay, fine. I think physically, I think he's okay. I think it's more mental with him. I think it's a lack of confidence. I think he's too passive. He's
afraid to shoot.
He's just scared. So next year, I'm just saying, how long can we continue this before we start talking about the worst contract in Boston's history?
Well, if he plays the way
the city's history.
See, the problem
if he plays
with that,
next year the way he played this year, that's the worst contract.
See, but this is like different than, you know, Pablo or any of those other guys.
See
in
Pablo
the city.
Yesterday?
Yeah, I did. He's still making
home run, stolen base, and he came into pitch. Perfect inning.
The thing, when I look at him, it's like, well, you know, he's almost got a built-in excuse. Hey, well, you know, it's like, you know, I tore up my ankle. So I was never the same afterwards.
It's 2 years.
So I'm just saying.
It was a gruesome injury. Look at Paul George.
He's 5 months. He's 19 months.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, it's 5 months and he's back to. It's
no, but I heard it
years.
Too. Like, oh, he took a massive fall the other night and he got kind of spooked. Oh, okay. So if he goes up and takes a hit, he's done for the game? Because he's afraid it might happen again?
So getting back to the original point, is that not a little bit of an excuse for Kyrie in that. Part of the deal was he was supposed to have another guy there, and that was supposed to be Gordon Hayward that he could depend on because he's playing both on the ball and off the ball, right? Both of them are, and he's not been that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he hasn't.
I mean, it's part of it. So when we're talking about him teaming up with somebody else.
In the meantime, you saw the leaps that guys like Jason Tatum took and Jaylen Brown took, and I disagree. A caller earlier said Jason Tatum took a huge step back. I don't think he did. I just don't think he took a step forward.
No, I think he took a step back. I think if you're looking at development.
His three-point shot.
From him. No, it's development.
No, because you expected him to take the next step.
Okay, so you're saying he stayed at the same step.
He is what he was last year.
But you're right. I'll give you that. So he's not getting any better. Everybody anticipates that from the first year to the second year, you're getting much better, correct? And then the third year. So he's not doing that.
Can we go to line five? I love this. I love this headline.
Yes. Pat's
I'm
in
always curious.
Well, these guys always disappoint. You know that.
I know. You know. I think you guys in there oversell it.
They always do.
So let's see. Good, hey, Pat.
Pat's
come
in
on,
the car.
Pat. Come on. Don't be a wimp.
Hey, what's up, you turd? For you, you weren't here for the last time I called in. I called in a few weeks ago. I was talking about, you know, Lou and Glenn were talking about how the upsets in the hockey, you know, are so terrible. But I don't know if you watched the Blue Jackets series at all. I thought that was a pretty good series.
Great series.
I would say that one kind of worked out for everyone. The Avalanche are forcing a game 7 against the co-favorite Sharks. So I'd say that's also a pretty good series. I think it's been a pretty competitive landscape in the NHL playoffs this year. I don't think too many people, except for U-turns, are complaining about it. But also, and I don't want to speak too soon.
What do you mean complaining about it?
Give me one sec. I just tuned in. I never get to catch your guys' show.
I'm sorry, Pat. I'm going to get a cup of coffee.
We'll go back
I'll be right
days.
Back. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, it doesn't matter. But I'll do your job for you. So anyway, Kyrie Irving. Kyrie, he's done. He's a number two. He's not a number one. When I called in before, you were saying how he has the best playoff record and how he's just the best playoff player ever.
I never said that.
Now he can't do any. Yes, you did.
No, Pat. We read the stat. The stat wasn't a lie.
You literally fired off.
The stat was a
right
fact.
After I said it.
Yes.
Stat. Right after it was a fact. It was a fact, yes. But with a huge asterisk because he did it with LeBron James.
We said
he's an excellent number two. He's an excellent number two guy.
Right.
He's not a number one guy.
And all right.
How about this?
Pat, if he leaves, do you have a number two?
No, you don't really need one. You have five. What do you have? Five top five picks on that roster outside of Kyrie.
Who cares about where they were drafted? But you're telling me he's not a number one. So let's say he's a number two. If Kyrie leaves, do you have a number two on this roster?
No, but like.
You have a three?
There's teams in the years past that have made it without a number one.
Made what?
I mean, not all the way.
I'm sorry, I can't do it anymore. I thought you were trying to win.
First of all, he makes up stuff that we've said, and we gave a stat.
I wasn't here.
He had the best record, postseason record of anyone in history.
And we laughed at it because we said it's really LeBron generated. It's not him. It's LeBron. I mean, please, if you're going to take us for something we say, at least put it in the proper context.
But I'm just saying, so he's not a number one. Okay, fine. So maybe he's a number two. That's why maybe you can go get a guy like Anthony Davis. But if he leaves. Do you have a number three?
No, you're in trouble if he leaves.
Shout out to him.
You are in trouble if he leaves. And I think a majority of the people right now would love to drive him to the airport. And I get it. I understand how you feel right now because he's sucked in this series. But what's the alternative? You don't have a good alternative right now. Maybe Danny can come up with one. Here's Dan in Framingham.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Don't let me down.
Listen, unlike a lot of these dopes that have been calling you, you can't get rid of Kyrie, obviously, but there's been no NBA championship team in history that has a star that does it on his own. You got a lot of talent still on this team. A lot of guys had this team picked at the beginning of the season to go all the way. I would really love to see them bring in a veteran guy with some heart and some grit, maybe a big man. Don't ask me who, but
Anthony Davis.
You know, last season you saw this team and they had heart and they overcame adversity and they fought and you've seen none of that this season.
Yeah, it breaks your heart.
Veteran
yeah,
coming
it's a little bit deceiving.
The room
a little bit deceiving last
year.
It's a little bit deceiving last year, right?
How so?
Well, because
either they had heart or they didn't have heart.
No, but down the stretch, after they lost Kyrie, they did not have a good winning percentage.
No, I think what Dan's saying is that if you're going to have role players, they need to know their role. You can't have a bench full of guys who think they should be starting.
Yeah.
You can't do it. It doesn't work.
I would agree with that. That's the biggest problem.
It doesn't work. Remember the kid, Jay Payton, but Red Sox?
Yeah.
Starting outfield, thought it'd be a great fourth outfield. He'd be deep because somebody goes down, he can just... No, he was a starter in his mind. He didn't want to be a role player. He didn't want to be in a bench, and they had to get rid of him.
Yeah, but
Same thing here. Everyone on your bench thinks they should start.
We all said this in October about this team, did we not? November about this team, and they never did anything about it. The problem is not any different than it was in October or November. Too many pieces, not enough roles.
Well,
it was
yes.
the problem right from the beginning.
Yeah, and then
it never changed.
You thought that was a good thing. Like, there would just be this...
If they had a lot of injuries, it was a good thing.
Tatum, you know, kind of having, like, a sophomore slump, it should be expected. Guy's so young. He's going to get better. Jaylen Brown, all these guys. Terry Rozier, done. I would say this, Kyrie Irving will be here next year. Hayward will be here. There will be and somebody new. We don't know who it's going to be. But it'll be so much easier for them to be successful based on new personnel, different outset, and the fact that they got embarrassed. And they're going to spend the entire year trying to prove that that was a mistake.
I think the one big problem they have, and it's the one that people fail to look at when they're trying to compare last year's postseason to this year, the Eastern Conference got a lot better.
Oh, last year was, yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, Eastern Conference sucked last year. You had,
and they overachieved. Right,
you had LeBron and a bunch of other teams,
yeah.
Okay? This year, you can see it. Giannis is not going away. This is the next superstar in this league. He may already be the best player, and he's developing a three-point shot right now. All right? And then you've got, you know, Philadelphia. They're loaded with talent. Let's see where they go in the offseason, because they've got some free agents. And Toronto the same way. And Indiana gets Oladipo back next year. They're a pretty damn good team. The East is a lot better, and that's one problem the Celtics have in their way. Kyle is in Rhode Island. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up?
Hey, so just a couple of things, actually. Like, you know, waiting on the call, you guys actually stole some stuff right out of my mouth. I actually think that they should actually, you know, try their best to retain Kyrie Irving. Why I think that is because, for what one of you guys already said, you know, I think that the whole plan was for Gordon Hayward to be healthy and for him to be there. And I actually kind of do feel like he's taking a lot of slack right now. I mean, yeah, he didn't recover mentally like Paul George did as fast, but it's gonna come though. Like, I mean, you can't expect him to go out there and drop 30 points with a mental injury like that. I mean, we watched it, we've seen it. I mean, that's not easy.
What happens next year?
Huh?
What happens next year, Kyle? What happens if he comes out in the first month and he's the same guy we've seen this year? Then
that's who he is. So at that point, then that's who he is. But I really don't think that. And another thing too is I do think that they do need to get another superstar. That's what the league's become. In the playoffs, when things start to rev up, things start to get heat up, there's that other guy. Right now, I mean, the Celtics are not a bad team. None of the role players are bad guys, but that's exactly what it is. You have a lot of role players, and you have players that need to develop. You know, Kyrie's in win-now mode. I mean, Jason Tatum is in the development mode. Jaylen Brown's in the development mode still. And I just think Crawford, he's a little bit up there in age. Here's
the problem you have. If you don't do something instantly, those guys, so let's say you go the young route, and we just looked it up, because you got 2 years left with Brown, you got 3 years left with Tatum. If you go the young route, suppose you build something in the next 3 years, then what happens if Jason Tatum decides he's going as a free agent, or Brown decides he's going as a free agent? Then all that work you built for is gone. I think you build right now. I think you go in the offseason, you get Anthony Davis, and you build right now. You hope that you can hold one of the two kids. You hope that you can hold one of the two. And you give up all those draft picks because you don't need the draft picks.
This is where
picks.
The Patriots have ruined everything. But as far as windows go, there's no window. There's no building for a 7, 8-year, 10-year dominance. Okay, everything is 4 years, 3 years, 5 years, tops 4 years. That's what your window is, to your point. Hello, before Tatum and Brown say, I'm out of here, if they develop into the players you are. Gordon Hayward's got 1 year left. He could opt out. Al's not going to be here forever. He's the glue. I get it.
Yeah, you can't build.
But you can't sit there and say, where are we going to be? I'd rather win for the next 7, 8 years with the young kids. There is no such thing.
No.
It is you have potentially what you have right now. You're going to use what you have, because in 5 years it could blow up again. You may have to restart the whole freaking thing all over again in 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is these free agents end up signing deals where they get a 5-year deal with a present team, or four if they're going somewhere. But notice they get an opt-out after 2 years. They want to be able to have that flexibility, especially guys that are getting up to that 10-year mark, because now they can get 35% of the total payroll of their entire team. So all of this stuff changes everything. I don't want to build for the future. I don't know why the green teamers keep on hoarding and putting guys on shelves and hanging around. Oh, we got 12 guys. We're 15 deep. What did 15 deep do you in this series?
You are right in the middle of one of the great trades in all of sports that Danny Ainge put together. Basically, you got Brown, Tatum, and you got Kyrie Irving from it. That trade's not waiting for you in a couple years if things don't go well with this group.
Nope.
There's no bailout special in another 3 years, 4 years, if you don't stick with this group and try to win with this group. You need to go out and get a guy like Anthony Davis. You want to move on from Kyrie? You think you're going to get all those picks in some stupid trade that's going to turn your franchise? No. You're a middling team for a long, long time. You can't let a guy like Kyrie go. You need to build with
this.
Ridiculous. All right, we got last call. It's coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier on WEEI. Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast. I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
I'll let it go.
I'm letting you go. Good.
Last Call.
I'm not thrilled about the end of it.
Our very, very best, you know, we've saved for last.
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier.
All right, so I'm brought to you by Cars for Kids, your number one charity for car donations. You ever go to the Met Gala?
No, but I could never get in. How do you actually get invited to this thing?
I think it's like
40 grand a ticket.
But you actually go inside, what is inside? Like, what are we
the
doing?
The Met.
But are we just walking around? Are you having dinner? Is there dancing? Is there a live band? Probably. What's going on? Is it like a wedding? Honestly, what goes on inside?
I've never been in the Met Gala. I feel like you would know somebody
who has been there before.
I do not.
Like, so is it like,
but I've never
like asked. I feel like it's like the Golden Globes. You sit down and everybody's dressed up and somebody's performing and everybody's just drinking
hands. It's $30,000 a ticket or $275,000 for a table. So they give you like $25,000 break. Table of 10.
So you're paying to, so it's a charity function.
Yeah.
It's a charity event.
Right.
So you're paying to get dressed up and just be seen.
Sure. And what do you think you're paying just to dress up? Do you see Tom and Giselle's outfits?
Look normal.
I think that was normal.
I think they look normal.
Oh, that was tame.
Really?
Compared to some of the other ones?
Last year?
He looked good. He looked sharp.
He looked good. She looked good too.
No, but some of the
Tom and Giselle at the Met.
Tom, Giselle, CBS. How are you guys feeling? Giselle, who are you wearing?
Giselle!
Tom! Giselle, who are you wearing? Can we get a spin?
Yes. Woo! What a classy event.
What do you think of camp? Giselle, what do you think of camp?
Tom, give us a wave, brother. Miss Bunsen, you still got it, my love.
Oh my god.
What a classy event.
Giselle!
Oh my god.
This bunch of you, my love.
It's really turned into this weird event now. So, like, Saquon Barkley was there. He was wearing shorts.
Okay, how about Odell Beckham Jr.?
Wearing?
He was wearing a dress.
He was dressed like Wednesday Adams.
Yes, he was. He was wearing a dress. And you know what they called it? A kilt.
A kilt. It is odd, though.
Kilt is an Irish dress.
So, Alex Rodriguez was there. Julian Edelman was there.
Of course he was.
How much is it? How much? $35,000?
Didn't you hear Jules in the background?
Tom! Giselle, what are you wearing?
Tom! I'm wearing Tom Ford, Tom! If anyone cares. He's got to throw his 2 cents in there.
How about Jared Leto, the actor? He walked in there with apparently a replica of his head.
Carrying around a replica of his head.
Oh, my God.
I kind of like it.
Miss Bunsen, you still got it, my love.
It's a Gucci head. It cost about $11,000.
Gucci head. So you can have a Gucci
a
head.
Gucci head. I didn't know that. Apparently.
What are we doing?
It's great for parties.
I wonder what they ate in there. who's catering the meal?
Fast food
for $35,000.
Fast food. Burger King.
Some of these dresses. So it's actually where athletes are kind of dominating this scene now. Like they're taking it over.
Is it like one of the awards? You get like a gift bag worth like $100,000.
There's no awards.
Hey, you.
But I'm saying one of the awards show. They give you a little gift bag, and it's like.
A doggy bag, maybe.
Christian,
what would they give you? They should give you something.
Are you a big fan of AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez?
She's a nutshell.
But once you get to like the rep
from New York, I don't know if you've seen this, but Twitter permanently suspended a parody account for being misleading. It was a parody account of AOC. So she posted this on Twitter, and most people heard it and thought it was the parody account and thought the parody account was back in business.
Okay, everyone, I need your help.
It's really her.
Because I just moved into this apartment a few months ago, and I flipped this switch. It made that noise, and it scared the daylights out of me. I am told this is a garbage disposal.
Oh, my God.
I've never seen a garbage disposal.
Oh,
I've never had one in any place I've ever lived. It is terrifying. I don't know what to use it for. Or what its purpose is. Like, food scraps? Like, is this environmentally sound?
Nope.
I don't know.
Nope. It's going to wipe out the planet in 12 years. Imagine living in the 14th Congressional District in New York. Oh, my God.
But the thing is, I used to be so fearful of garbage disposals.
Sort of like you're just out of touch.
I thought you were going to say you were fearful of AOC.
No, I am of her,
thinks the planet's coming to an end in 12 years.
You never even get food stuck in there. It's like, yeah, stick your hand in there and get it out. No, just stick it out with your hand. Is it unplugged? Did you turn the power off?
It's scary. All right, this hour has been brought to you by American Ladders and Scaffolding. We got Red Sox baseball coming up next, but we'll all do this again tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
2 p.m. All right, we'll be here. All right, we're out. Good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.